Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Before men, then I'll say the same thing before my Father, which is in heaven. And here in chapter 3 of Matthew, we see the baptism of Jesus. In verse 15, it says, and Jesus answering, talking to John, he says, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Verse 16 says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, here's the first thing that happens when he says, I'll confess you before my Father. Yeah. The first thing that happens, the heavens open over you. Amen. Now, it might not be open over the one next door to you, amen, or down the street from you, or working on the machine down the way there. But the moment you homologeo, he said, I'll confess you before my Father. Amen. And what happens? The heavens open. Amen. And not only that, in this context, up until this time, Jesus was in obscurity. He didn't need but an anointing to be carpenter, to do carpentry work, sell some chairs, you know, be the oldest son in the family. But here, everything was about to change. Amen. Amen. The Spirit came on him, and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove, and I like to say it this way, without measure. Amen. When you confess what Jesus is confessing, amen, among men or before men, amen, amen, when you're not afraid to take it public, amen. Come on, somebody, come on up, come on up a little higher, come on up. See, you've been confessing it, you know, in secret. Oh, here comes somebody. Mm-hmm. But when you start confessing it and not guessing it and not wavering about it and not afraid. I often wondered, how could Smith Wigglesworth do something like kick a little three-year-old off a stage? He kicked a little boy who had club feet, who couldn't walk, and they set him up on stage. His parents almost fainted. The congregation wanted to stone him. The boy went up in the air. But when he came down running. Somehow he knew in his mind, it didn't matter what it was a step, an act of faith. Amen. If I'd have thrown him to the back of the room, amen, he'd have got up running. Amen. All I could do is activate my faith. Amen. Come on, see, when you confess, he says, if you confess me, in other words, say the same thing I'm saying. Amen. Don't say something else. Amen. Say the same thing I'm saying. Say this with me, I thank God. I always triumph. I cannot fail. I cannot be defeated. I'm going all the way in. Amen. This is you. Now that may not be verse in scripture, all of that, but that's in the word. That's the principle of the word. You know what a law is? There's a law called the law of confession. It's a law. In other words, hear me, because I'm going to pound this on you. We might be till next October with this here, if the Lord willing. But the law, somebody say the law.
The law.
A law, and I'm going to give you a much more extensive definition later, but a law is something very predictable. In other words, it ain't going to change up on you.
Amen.
I ain't going to dare you. Go out there on 95 and do 95 from here to Hope Sound. And I guarantee the law and the lawman that's out there to uphold the law. Amen. You understand? See, a law is something that's predictable every time.
Amen.
It ain't changing.
Amen.
It's a law.
Amen.
Now, we have all kinds of law, criminal law, you know, laws of the land. And I'm talking about the laws of the spirit of life, the law of what God said, every seed produces after its own kind. That's a law. The Lord told Joshua, let not the book of this law. Now, that was the teachings of Moses and that, but it was a principle too. Don't let it get out of your mouth. Don't let your confession droop. Because it's a rainy day, the sun ain't shone in 3 days. And so now you're talking crazy. Now you're doubting God. No, the sun is still shining. Just got to let the clouds pass by. Amen. The sun is still, the sun is up. You know, the sun ain't never coming up in the west. It ain't never going to come up. Why? It's under a law.
Amen.
God spoke it.
Amen.
The sea ain't never going to leave its bounds.
Amen.
God spoke a law to it.
Amen.
God spoke.
Amen.
And it's not variable.
Amen.
There's a law of confession. And Jesus said, if you will confess me and what my word says, yeah, you walking with a limp. But in front of folks, you're saying, yeah, I thank God I'm already healed.
Amen.
I don't care what it looked like. I thank God I'm healed by his stripes.
Amen.
And folk thinking you crazy. So what?
Amen.
They think you're crazy anyway.
Amen.
You got to get folk out of your mind.
Amen.
He said, if you go public with me.
Amen. And
say some stuff that'll put you out there. If God don't come through, you sunk. But he always comes through.
Amen.
Why? The law doesn't change.
Amen.
It won't change.
Amen.
The law of gravity ain't gonna change.
Amen.
You can go up there and jump if you want to. Just make sure you got good insurance. They'll pay for all the breaks and anything else. Amen. Because that law of gravity is set. Amen. Now, there are certain natural laws, but see, we're not governed by them. We're governed by the law of the spirit of life. Romans chapter 8. We're governed by, we got saved. We are governed by another law. We are free from the law of sin and death. That which degrades, that which degenerates. We're free from that. Matter of fact, you need to be believing and confessing for health.
Amen.
You're not getting old and you know, all bent over. You need to be confessing. No, I'm young as I was 40 years ago.
Amen.
I'm gonna be strong. Listen, why? It's a law. If you say it and get it in your heart and believe it,
amen,
then it has to come to pass.
Amen.
It has to be.
Amen.
Stop talking about how sick everything is. That make me so sick. Why you want to get sick? Well, you know, that it don't mean, no, listen, what you're doing, you're deceiving. We're going to get into this later. Your subconscious, amen, which is the one that really dictates your behavior. Amen. What you've deposited there in Matthew 12, it talks about it being the treasure of your heart. Amen. Out of the good treasure of his heart, a good man. Amen. What you have deposited there without even thinking about it. You know, the wife and I, we were riding somewhere, and I don't know if I missed a turn or I caught it just before I was. We were going somewhere else, but we were traveling down the way that we always take. Remember that? And I was about to turn the way we always turn. I said, wait, I ain't turning there. We're going somewhere else. Subconsciously, amen, I'm just so used to turning there. Amen. That I would have turned there, but I caught myself and said, wait a minute, we're going somewhere else. See, that subconscious will govern you. But see, when you lie, see, some people say, well, that's a lie. Well, I ain't healed. See? Let me settle some of that in your confused mind. There was a young girl, I believe it was Jairus' daughter, that they called Jesus to come and pray for her. And Jesus was on his way, but then the woman with the issue called him. Amen. And detained him. Amen. By the time he got through with her, his servants, the runners, came and said, don't trouble the master, she's dead. Jesus got there and said, she's not dead, she only sleeps. Amen. She was dead. She was dead as a doornail. Was Jesus lying? What he did, he released the law of confession. The damsel only sleeps. He was releasing something. Jesus don't lie. But she was dead. Are you hearing? This is what we must develop ourselves into. I'm telling you, there's so much that awaits you. Your eyes ain't seen, hadn't entered your heart what God has prepared for you. Amen. If you'll get into this law. Amen. He said the damsel but sleeps. And then they start laughing and mocking him. And he said, get him out of here. Amen. He kicked them all out the room. Amen. But he said she only sleeps. She was dead. Remember, when Lazarus died, the disciples said, it's good that he sleeps. He said, Lazarus sleepeth. He said, it's good that he sleeps. No, he said, Lazarus is dead. Y'all knuckleheads, I'm trying to teach you something. Lazarus dead. Now, this is for the glory of God, so y'all will see something here. Are you hearing how Jesus speaks? He said, if you confess me, talk like me. Amen. Say what I say. Amen. Don't say what you think or what you see. Amen. Say what it is you want. Amen. Say what it is my word says. And you'll have. Amen. I'll confess you before my Father. That's the first thing. The first thing is that the heavens open. And the Spirit of God. Listen. If you confess him. Remember, Jesus only needed an anointing to be a carpenter. But now, after baptism, he needed a much greater anointing. Amen. When you confess him, he confesses you before the Father. Whatever it is that you are facing, the anointing comes upon you for that. Amen. No matter how big the task, no matter how impossible it might seem, no matter how difficult it may appear, the anointing comes on you for that.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.